Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast, ladies and gents, in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But you and I would just call this show Online Marketing Moves. We are coming to you live today. Today is Monday, March the 18th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how was your St. Patty's Day? Okay. Now, today we are going to talk about something very important. I was flipping through my TV yesterday, and I saw that the NCAA tournament was going to get started. For those of you who don't know, we call it March Madness around these here parts. And March Madness is something that's basketball, college tournament. It's a big college tournament. Most people, they enjoy it. I read this once. I don't know if this is still true. But a lot of guys get like vasectomies around March Madness time so they can have a couple of days off and watch a bunch of college basketball games. All right. Very, very weird thing to do. But, you know, whatever gets you a day off. But I want to talk about something that what a lot of people do when it comes to college basketball, what more and more people are doing, and it's sports gambling. And I, for once, am here to tell you, sports gambling, I would not do it. I would not put my, you know, you see every now and then you see a story, and they put them out there, of course, and they're like, this guy spent $5 on a parlay, $10 on a parlay, and he turned it into $100,000. Listen, a lot of people, I used to see a lot of people, they like, Don't do the lottery. What do you think sports gambling is? It's the lottery, okay? All of this stuff is basically the lottery, okay? You put $5 in, or if I put $5 in, and if 20 things happens in these sporting events, I'm gonna get $200,000. Listen, it ain't gonna happen for you, okay? Let me go ahead and break something down for you. Sports now more than ever seem very, and I don't watch a lot of sports anymore. But sports now, it seems more TV show than it does on the up and up. So if I was you, and I know you want to pay off your house and you want to pay off your car, and a lot of people don't want to work that hard, and they want to skate by and make some money the easy way, I would not sink my money into the sports gambling, you know? There's nothing wrong with the $5 bet here and a $5 bet there, but for some of you, you know how it works, okay? Oh, you have your first big hit, okay? And it's the adrenaline. Woo! You feel the rush. Whoosh! You're like, hey, I did it once, I can do it twice. It ain't gonna happen, okay? There's a reason why that casinos are built in Las Vegas. They're bigger. I know all of you guys are experts when it comes to gambling, when it comes to this, that, and the other. But it's amazing how you will gamble on sports. You will gamble on the lottery, but you won't gamble on yourself, okay? Get it together. Leave that stuff alone. Listen. The safest bet you can make is when you bet on yourself, okay? And the reason why you should bet on yourself is because you can control what you can do. If you wake up an hour early, wake up a couple of hours early a day, you start doing things that are necessary for you to really create some growth, create some movement, you can do it. You can't tell LeBron James, listen, LBJ, can you make these 3 free throws tonight? I got this parlay I'm trying to hit on. I'm trying to win 50,000. LeBron, could you look out for me? You can't control LeBron James. You can't control Danny Hurley and the Connecticut Huskies. You can't control Don Staley, what they're going to do in the women's game, okay? All you can control is yourself. And the more you think about that, the more you actually place bets on you, instead of placing bets on teams, sports, individuals, tennis, and all this type of nonsense, the better off you will be. Now, listen, now this is your job. If you're getting paid, if you're one of these people who do a podcast and they're like, hey, do Prize Picks, blah, 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 blah. And listen, I would promote it too. You know what I'm saying? But if you are not getting paid from all these FanDuels and all these type of things, I would highly, highly recommend that you bet on yourself before you start placing bets on stupid sports games that are going to lead you down to a path of nowhere, okay? This is why people always say they love to scream how they don't have any money. They're not making enough money. What do you do with the money that you make? You piss it away, okay? You don't need to spend a bunch of money, you see these people, and there are people younger and younger growing broker and broker, fooling around with these gambling sites. You know, it's so easy now. I saw during the NBA All-Star game, they was like, bet, FanDuel or Prize Picks or whoever, they're like, hey, bet them up, hit them up. You can just get on your phone and you can, and before you know it, you're spending, and you don't even realize that this is one reason why a lot of these places now are like, nah, no cash. We don't need cash, because it is easier for you to blow money when they have your debit card, and they're like, come on, man, come play some of these bets. Come on, daddy-o, play some of these bets. You place bets, and you're like, let me place another one. Let me place another one. Let me place another one. And then you're up a couple hundred bucks. And then next thing you know, you're losing 1,000, 2,000. Then you're chasing a dog. You're chasing the high. You're a dog chasing your tail. Man, I got to get back. I was up 300. Ooh. Hey, listen. Cut that off. Cut that short and cut it out. Okay? You do not want to be one of these people who end up on the side of a billboard saying, I had a gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLING-ADDICTION, 1-800-ADDICTION, 1-800-ADDICT, whatever. You want to avoid this type of nonsense. And it's all around us, every day, more and more. I just got on the computer to record this podcast. I had the big old billboard. March Madness is here, play some bets. Listen, I said it once, and I'm gonna say it again, and then we're gonna wrap this show up. The reason why you are not a gambling shark. I'm talking to you. You are not a gambling expert, my friend. I saw every now and then a couple of these like kids. They'd be like, hey, hit me up, man. I placed a bet and I won $200,000 and you can get my picks. You know they're not winning nothing, right? The money they make is the money that you give them for the picks that they gonna get wrong all the time, So, hello, I'm here to tell you, McFly, wake up, okay? The only gambling you need to be doing is on yourself, okay? Listen, the lottery is entertainment. Sports gambling is entertainment. If you are to the point in your life where you are needing to win $5,000 and you sitting there waiting on the lottery to spring a leak and to give you money, or you're waiting on the Baylor Bears to win the NCAA tournament, it ain't happening, Captain. Give it up. Let it go. Save up some cash. Buy some equipment. Start yourself a YouTube channel or something like that. The idea, the notion that you are going to win, the notion that you are going to hit on a 14 parlay and you spent $10 on it and now you won $1.2 million. That dog ain't gonna hunt with you, pal, okay? It might have worked for somebody else once, but it's they leak these stories all the time. You know why? Because you are a fish, okay? You are a mark. and they throw the line out there, and they go, hey man, this guy won $200,000 on a 17 parlay. You could do the same. I hate to be Debbie Downer today, but it ain't gonna happen for you, okay? And don't blow you. Two things you should never blow all your money on: gambling and women. Okay, let me tell you something. You remember that? If you remember that, you'll be okay in life. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know this show today was not uplifting. It was not positive, but we can always be positive. Sometimes you have to hit home with reality. And it hit me yesterday when I was watching. I said, it's going to be some joker this week. Some joker. He's going to be looking around and looking at points and this, that, and the other. And if they can hit this jump shot, I can hit the spread and blah, 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 blah. It ain't you, man. It ain't going to be you. Okay? Bet on yourself. Don't bet on these sports. A lot of these sports are looking more and more shady, everybody. So if I was you, well, first off, if I was you, I'd stop watching. I know I have. But I ain't your daddy. I ain't here to tell you what to do. But I'm here to give you some wisdom, sage wisdom, okay? Every now and then, you need it. So don't bet your entire life savings that your grandpa done left you on a NCAA team that ain't never even seen the Final Four, sniffed the Final Four, okay? Let me give you two rules for you people who ain't gonna listen, okay? And it's just tips. Pick a team that's won before. That's normally the safe route to go. Pick a team who's always in the Final Four. Pick a team that goes deep in the playoffs quite often. Never go with these. It's very rare where a team like the Richmond Spiders goes all the way to the Final Four. Okay, so, but that I'm just kidding around about those last couple parts. But I will say this. I will emphasize this again before we go. Do not waste your time. Do not waste your money. Gamble on yourself. Do not spend a lot of time into these sports. The more time you spend trying to figure out your business, trying to figure out what you can do, the more you figure out how you can make some money, the less time you figure out who's an influencer, you know, who's making how much money in sports, who's making how much money in entertainment, the more you leave that pop culture nonsense alone and the more you focus on you and focus on the things that you need to do, the better off you will be. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Go out. Avoid the Final Four, avoid the gambling nonsense, avoid the the shenanigans, the hustle. You know, it's the reason why, like I said before, Vegas, they have big tall buildings for a reason, because many of us have went there, you spent your $20, you lost, call it a day, you know. But no, most of you go, you lose, you win a couple hundred dollars, then you turn around and lose $2,000. Don't let that be you, okay? So that is it. We will be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Zano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, peace.